Among protesters in Madison is middle school teacher Sarah McDowell, who made several trips from her home in Fond du Lac.
We went home every day and came back every morning, or came back every night. Today we've been here for the full day.
Heather Panatoga brought her kids from Milwaukee after hearing the city's school superintendent warned MPS teachers not to call in sick today.
We came to represent Milwaukee Public School workers. When I was driving my kids to school this morning, I decided it was just very unfair that the superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools decided that and made a statement that any teachers that would come to Madison today or call in sick for that reason would be disciplined.
I spoke with a public employee from Mozanie who would not give his name for fear of being fired.
It's about basic human rights. That's what we're here for. And it's about everybody. It doesn't mean about your education or the job that you have. This is about human rights, and everybody's entitled to them. And this is a great idea of Wisconsin. Wisconsinites sticking together to make sure that this doesn't happen and disappear for all of us.
Roy is a Madison high schooler who spent his 17th birthday today marching with other young people around the Capitol.
I just feel that very proud that, you know, we usually just walk in the hallways, not really minding each other, but then right when we need each other, we all gather up. Join forces.
The State Department of Administration estimates 5,000 people inside the Capitol, with 20,000 more along the square. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.